I think you have to do a little bit more because obviously the names aren't going to jump off the paper. You play these guys once every 4 years, and we haven't played them in the preseason in a couple of years, so it's a different team. But I want to be prepared, so I'm gonna put the time in. I know the guys are as well.
Coach said today that the bye week is important in the playoffs, getting that bye, but didn't work out last year. But too much was made of that. Is it a big goal of this team? I mean, try to go 2-0. No, you don't completely control that part of it. San Francisco wins out, but is that an important part to get that bye?
Yeah, I think so. When you look at our team, and we have some guys who've been banged up and not sure what Wood's status is going to be, and Jordy, and giving those guys another week in the playoffs, can obviously help some of us older guys too. Nicks and bruises that we have from the season. So it'd be nice to get that 2 seed, 1 seed. It's going to be tough, but 2 seed's probably doable.
So the fact that it didn't work out last year with the bye shouldn't have any direct impact on whether or not the team.
I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah. But, we'd love to have that bye and be sitting there at the, 1 or 2 seats. So at this point, trying to have a short memory, just kind of root for the teams you need to win. And, we've been on the other end where we need a little bit of help at times. And it's nice to be able to be in already and just kind of playing for your seating right now.
A lot of water has gone under the bridge, Aaron. But how do you guys process or conceptualize that Seattle game and that result as it affects what's happened the rest of the day?
Yeah, it's not going to affect us. We're in the playoffs. I think that was the one thing you worried about at the time was it, if we're sitting here, last week of the season, got to win to get in or maybe win and get some help, that would have been probably talked about more. It's going to probably affect them more. They're in a position, right now to, I believe, clinch a berth with a win this week. And so it's not on our minds anymore.
But you would have been 11-3 if that was a victory, so you would be.
There's a lot of what ifs. Nothing we can do about it.
Aaron, you've been singing the praises of Randall Cobb all year, but now that he's approaching some pretty unbelievable records, Packer history, NFL history, does that just speak about how special that he can be?
Yeah, I think he's an incredible player. He conducts himself the right way. He really stands for everything that you'd want a Packer player to stand for. And he's good in the community. He's a good teammate. He cares about the game, conducts himself the right way. He's a professional, and he's got a chance to really do some incredible things here. I think the one that I do know about is the all-purpose yards he's closing in on, and he's a big-time player. He's got a chance to get 1,000 receiving yards this year. His rushing average, I'm guessing, is still over 10. So he's having a heck of a year. I think so. I think the numbers speak for themselves. Leading the league in touchdown catches is pretty impressive, 12. I think it's on like 50-something catches, so just about a little over one of every four, almost five. He's getting the end zone. It's pretty impressive, and I think he's really improved a lot. I think the greatest compliment for him is he probably wouldn't, is not going to mind too much, being overlooked. He cares about his teammates. He cares about being – being a great player, and he understands that this is a team first organization, and hopefully he gets the consideration he deserves for Pro Bowl because he's had that type of year, and I think the 12 touchdowns ought to stand out for him. I've always had confidence in James, and been vocal about it, and believed in him. Thought that he had given the opportunity, could have this type of season. Just needed some more looks his way, and I think his best football is still in front of him too. I think he can have an even bigger year, given more opportunities. Not sure what the dynamic of the team's going to look like next year, but excited about the prospects of him. Him and I playing together for a while, and to be honest, I think, and I don't know from personally, but. After he and his wife had their first child, I just have noticed a guy who's been a little more focused at work and a little more dialed in.
Is it kind of a luxury, is it, Aaron? You got Jordy with 15 last year, Greg has had roles, versus a Jay trying to find Brandon almost every snap and hoping that works. This is a, I know talked about in the past.
Yeah, we got a, you know, the personnel department brings in a lot of real good players, and I think our system, you know, under Mike's direction and the coaching staff really, you know, does a good job getting guys ready to play and, you know, been able to give them some opportunities. We've been able to put guys in and make it work, regardless of who's in there, if it's Jordy or Greg or Donald or James and now Randall this year. I mean, we got a lot of guys that can play. They take their job seriously, and we spend a lot of time together to make sure it looks the right way. And it's no surprise that we've had multiple guys a big season.
Is it a coincidence when a guy like James has such a large percentage of his catches being touchdowns, or is there something more to that?
Well, he's just, you know, you guys know how I play. I'm gonna throw it to the open guy, and for whatever reason this year in the red zone, he's been the guy who's been open more. There haven't been a ton of long touchdowns to James. I would say the majority of them have been in the red zone to low red zone, and he's just done a really good job of making the most of those opportunities. If you look back at some of the catches, I mean, he's had a couple where he basically just took the ball away from the defender. He had a couple really nice ones against the Texans. That last one was incredible. I mean, he's just done a great job of, you know, those 50-50 jump balls. He's brought down almost every single one of them.
Two more.
Do you like the situation this year where you kind of, not that you have to play for, but you do positioning in the playoffs where last year was already wrapped up a few weeks ago? How different is that feeling for you?
It's a little different. You know, it would have been different if we had been 14-0. You know, I think we would have probably played it through last year. But after we lost, we had the number one seed locked up. We wanted to get healthy. I still think that was the right decision. This year, we have an opportunity to clinch the no worse than the third seed with a win this week. And then, you know, depending on what happens in Seattle, maybe playing for the number two seed next week against our rival. Also, the possibility of knocking them out of the playoffs, which is definitely something to play for, and hopefully keeping AP under 2,105 yards, if that's possible. I don't know if it is. But there's a lot to play for, and I think we learned last year you got to be playing the right way at the end of the season, and hopefully we can keep the momentum going that we started and keep it rolling.
Last question.
Offensive line has obviously been even more reshuffled this week than it has been. A couple new guys.
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly. Early in the week, yeah, those guys could come back, but what have you seen out of the younger guys, Evan Dietrich Smith stepping in at center and Greg Van Horn in their guard?
Yeah, I think Evan has a bright future for us. I think, you know, he really, a couple years ago, stepped in and won the backup center job and held on to it and became a guy who was very valuable playing three positions, center and both guards, guy who played left tackle in college. So give him a lot of credit for the transition he's made in the NFL. Again, I think a guy who, when he came back, you know, a couple years ago, he had a refreshed mind. He, you know, I don't know if it's a coincidence, but he had recently had a child as well. And his outlook was different. His approach was different, and he was ready to play. Very happy for him. I think he deserves all the credit he's due for the way that he's conducted himself as a backup in a backup role, making the most of his opportunities. And then Greg, you got to give Greg a lot of credit for being a relative unknown and making the football team, being activated, and then being kind of the next guy up. So I think he's got a lot of strength and power. And if he has to be in there, we have a lot of confidence in Greg.
Thank you.